Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE has contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits, supporting meaningful causes here in our community. Find out more at sharingchange.org. The first Friday of every month is one of my favorite days. Get to talk to one of my favorite people. Michelle Clifford joins me this morning. Good morning to you.
Hey, Brian. Good morning.
Good to have you from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. I got to ask you, was your ear burning yesterday?
Oh, no. Why? Tell me about it.
I had the opportunity to have a nice long chat about many things, but including the Boys and Girls Club with one of your board members, Celeste Middleton.
Oh, yes. Celeste. How fun. I'm sure that was great. She's gold.
Yeah. Always fun to catch up with her and all the many things that she does here in our community. And that's just one of your board members. I mean, you've got an outstanding group of folks who are really go-getters. You know how to, somebody knows how to pick board members, I guess.
I know. We have the best. I just love our board. They are the best. They're so supportive of us, like, you know, as people who are working there and our kids. Like, they're great people.
Well, kind of, how are things going? We've got fall break coming up. I'm sure all the kids are very excited.
Oh, man. So excited. The staff are busy, 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 you know, preparing a fun time for them. So there's tons of fun, different things for them to do while they're at the club for fall break.
So that's it's going to be, what, daylight to dark next week for everybody, right?
That's right. We say we do everything besides wake them up and tuck them in at night.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, fall is one of the cool times of the year because there are a lot of things going on, a lot of community things going on. Some of your indoor winter sports start during that time. And so I'm sure you all have a lot of things on the plate coming up October, November.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have a ton. And funny you mentioned sports. We're actually hosting some sports camps at the clubs coming up in October, actually October 26th. They're going to be like a skills camp for kids for basketball and football. So I think that'll be a fun way for them to come learn the basics.
So is this, did you say basketball or is it basketball and football or?
It's basketball and football.
Oh, good.
Skills camps. Yeah.
So, yeah. And this is where will this actually take place, in Murfreesboro or Smyrna?
Yep. So this is at the Murfreesboro Club. This one, we've had them in Smyrna before, but this one just happens to be at the Murfreesboro Club on October 26th. And it's going to take place from 10 to 12. And there'll be several coaches there that we have lined up to come help run this sports clinic. So it's a good way for kids to come out and hone in on their basketball and football skills. But, you know, if they've never tried it and they're just kind of interested, it's a good way to try the sport out without having to commit to a whole season.
Very good. And you've got some local volunteers or coaches who are going to come out and kind of lead this particular skills clinic, sports clinic?
That's right. We have local coaches who have volunteered to do it. And if anyone's interested in participating, they can reach out to the club at 890-2582 for more details. But there's no registration. You just come on.
Cool. Sounds like a lot of fun. So that will be on October 26th. And interesting, you know, you got a chance to let kids have an opportunity to find out, you know, is this for me? Do I like it? That kind of thing. So that will be very good. So also, you're talking about doing some mentoring programs starting the first of the year. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we've had mentoring programs through the years that have been super successful. We have some people who've mentored the same child for many years and developed really good relationship with them. We're always looking for mentors at the club. You know, and we're looking for people, maybe you want to make a difference. Maybe you, you know, have a little extra time and have some skills that you like to give. So yeah, our mentoring program will kick off at the new year in January. And if you're interested, you know, reach out to the club. Usually, we ask people if they do want a mentor to meet with their mentees about 2 to 4 times a month. And of course, it's in the afternoon after school at the Boys and Girls Club. They would come to the Boys and Girls Club and spend like 30 minutes with them, you know, 2 to 4 times a month. And I'll tell you, one thing I've learned is when one of our kids is assigned to a mentor, they look forward to that mentor coming. They know the day, you know, if you leave and you say, I'll be here next Monday or I'll be here in 2 Mondays, they know that day and they come in talking about it and looking for them and waiting on them. It really does mean a lot to our kids to have just that individual relationship with a mentor who gets to know them, cares about them, asks about school, sports, whatever they have going on, just being invested in their life. They love that. They drink that up. So again, if you're interested, we would love, love, love to have anybody. And it's not a huge commitment of time.
Well, that sounds like fun. Obviously, you've done this before, right? This mentor program?
Yes. Before COVID, I feel like we're always saying that, Ron. But before COVID, you know, it was a really big program in our clubs. And we're just, you know, again, we're getting back into it. We're dipping our toe back into the water of things. And so we're going to kick this program back off in January. But, you know, we'll have throughout the year too, we'll have little mentor-mentee events too that we'll throw at the club and you can come and do with your mentee. So it's another fun way to just get everyone together and get to have fun doing stuff. But then, you know, you'll have your time too where, and the kid will really kind of lead you in that direction. You know, what do they want to talk about? What do they enjoy talking about? What is going on in their life? And it's literally just, if you were going to sit down with your kids over dinner and talk to them, that's really all it is. You're not having to change anyone's life. Just take an interest in what they have in going on in their life and ask them about it. That's it.
You know, it's, you can just kind of be a kid again, really, and kind of get down on their level, but you know, kids always look up to adults and mentors. I'm sure this is going to be a cool program. I'm glad you're able to restart that.
I am too. I've done it a few years myself in the club, and it is really fun just to get to know them on a personal level and watch them grow.
Michelle Clifford is joining us today. She is with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County, and this is at both clubs, I think I heard you say, right?
Correct. That's right. The mentoring program is at both clubs. Again, you can call the club 890-2582 and they can put you through. We have a wonderful volunteer coordinator. Her name is Miss Elaine. She's all things volunteer. She is so good at it. And they can put you through to Miss Elaine and she can walk you through the steps on what to do next or answer any questions you may have.
That sounds good. So call the club, and if you could help out, if you have a little bit of time, you can spend lunchtime once a week or whatever you can do. I'm sure they can work something out with the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna, and you know, give back to these kids who are going to be our future leaders.
That's right, our future scientists and future, like you said, leaders. I love it.
Yeah, most certainly. Let's see. We did a story, and I actually did an interview on the show a few weeks ago about the Tennessee STEAM Festival that the Discovery Center at Murphy Spring really kind of puts together. But it's a whole wide statewide thing that is going on during the month of October. And I remember them saying that the Boys and Girls Clubs had a part in that.
That we do. We do. We're going to have exhibits at the STEAM Festival on October 16th. This is a partnership that we have with the Discovery Center. It's so different and so fun. And I just love that. You know, and STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. And so our clubs are working on that now, putting those exhibits together for that.
So this is going to be kids at the club doing some type of project. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's correct. That's correct. Think of it as like a science. What did we used to do when we were little? Science.
Science fair.
Science fair.
Yeah.
Yes. And so they're working on an exhibit now. Each club is working on an exhibit now for the STEAM Festival. And I don't want to give it away. When I talk to you next month, Brian, I'll tell you everything that they did, but I don't want to give their excitement and their surprises away. But they're working so hard on it. And we love having this partnership with the Discovery Center to be able to participate in this.
So it's going to be a cool thing out here, I guess.
It is going to be cool. I'm excited about it. So look forward to next month when we tell you all the great things they did. But I just don't want to give their secrets away.
Oh, I
But
get it.
it's a fun partnership. We're grateful to have that with the Discovery Center.
You saying you don't want to give the secret away, that was one of the things. That's why I thought your ear might be burning yesterday, because I was talking to Celeste and she was singing your praises, and I said, I always try to get in every interview that I do with her, who's going to be the Boys and Girls Club speaker. And she said, yeah, we're working really hard on that, but Michelle can really keep a secret, can't she?
Oh yes, my lips are sealed. But Brian, you're always the first one I tell, the
Yeah.
very first. But every interview you do, but we are working on it. We do have some. We have a list of people that we're interested in, and that we're going down and going through the whole process now. But I always like our list. I say that, right? I always say I like it. But Brian, this is a good list this year. I love our list.
Well, that's going to be, I mean, you've had some heavy hitters recently, so looking forward to finding that out. But I always have to ask, and
I know.
Celeste and I just had a little
Every
laugh
month.
about that.
Every month. I know. But
So
hey, all you can do, that's what I tell my kids, you can always ask. All you can do is ask.
that's right. That's right. But I mean, you're keeping big secrets here now with the Steam Festival too. So will people be able to come by and see the exhibits, or see what the kids have done, or how is that going to work? Or maybe parents, or how, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're encouraging parents to come by and see what the kids have done. Anyone can go by and see the exhibit and their work that they've done on it. And then that also reminded me, Brian, real fast. I didn't tell you I wanted to talk about this, but another project our kids did was they put together a scarecrow that is posted right now on the square in Murfreesboro. So they did a contest. They all designed scarecrows and had a contest, and then voted on the top three. And then we put the top three on social media, and the community picked the scarecrow. And then our kids and some of our board members came, and they built the scarecrow that was designed, and it's sitting now on the square in Murfreesboro. So we're encouraging our kids and our parents and our board members and anybody in the community to go by, take a picture with our scarecrow. There's going to be a QR code that's going to be put on him that people can vote. They'll vote for their favorite scarecrow, so vote for ours. But that was another fun project that the kids did that's on display that anyone can go by and see.
How cool is that? So it's on the square. Are there others on the square too?
Yeah, so they do this every year where you can businesses on the square can display scarecrows that they build, and you have to build it from scratch. It's not like, here's a scarecrow, decorate it. I did not know how to build a scarecrow. I've still got hay in the back of my car from hauling it to the club. And I'm honestly showed up with like a design that was voted on, 7 bales of hay, like some fabric. Some board members bought fabric, and we just laid it out. And I was like, I don't know how we're gonna do it, but here you go. So, and it came together. He came to life. You really need to go see it. It was so fun to do. But yeah, and so then you can go around the square and see all the different scarecrows, and they all have QR codes, and you can vote on your favorite scarecrow on the square. Ours is in front of Smith Wright Law. Sonia's Wright is on our board, and so she has ours out in front of her firm on the square. It's kind of next to Puckett.
Okay, awesome. Well, we'll
Yeah,
have to
go
check
by
that
and
out.
see it. I know. Who knew I can add scarecrow engineer to my resume now? Because now I know how to build one. Did not know before.
Is it anything like building a snowman?
No, not at all,
Yeah.
actually. Not at all. But I'm so glad that we have board members who showed up and are A, crafty and creative, and knew how to like make this design come to life with like the patches and the just macaroni they used for the smile. I mean, it's pretty. If you go to our social media, you'll see the one that was picked next to what we built. And you can see the side by side. And then luckily I have board members show up who are like, well, let's try doing this and this and this to make him stand up. I really am not 100% sure how he's standing, but he is. They made it. They made it happen. Who knew?
That's cool stuff. Well, I know that you all are very, very busy at the Boys and Girls Club, and I appreciate you spending some time with us, sharing about all the great things going on at the club, and happy fall break. It's going to be wild. I hope you're ready.
I'm always ready. You know I love the breaks. I love the kids at the club. So always busy, but I love having them there. Thanks for having us, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Michelle Clifford joining us today. She is with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County and BGCRC.net. That's BGCRC.net, Boys and Girls Clubs, Rutherford County. That's their website. You can find out all the great things that are going on with our local Boys and Girls Clubs. That's going to do it here for the program today. Thank you so very much for making us a part of your day, and we'll see you back here next time.